gave polarimetry with dollar gamma to a carat plus a carat dollar, asserting the performance of silicon strip detectors-based telescopes, by Dennis Bernard. The polarimetry of gamma rays converting to an a carat plus a carat pair would open a new window on the high-energy gamma ray sky by, among other things, providing insight into the radiation mechanism in pulsars, curvature or synchrotron, or deciphering the composition of the gamma ray-emitting jets in blazars, leptonic or leptohedronic. The performance of polarimeters based on homogeneous active targets, gas detectors, MeV, HAPO, or emulsions, GAIL, GRAINE, has been studied both with simulation and by the analysis of data collected with telescope prototypes on linearly polarized gamma ray beams, and found to be excellent. The present, Fermi-LUT, Agile and Future Project, AMEGO, ASTROGAM, gamma ray missions, though, are using active targets based on silicon strip detectors, SSD. No demonstration of a non-zero effective polarization asymmetry with SSDs has been published to date, be it only with simulated data, and sensitivity estimations were obtained from an assumed value of the effective polarization asymmetry. I present a characterization of the potential of SSD-based active targets for polarimetry with gamma ray conversions to pairs and the development of various methods to improve on the sensitivity. This work could pave the way to providing the polarimetry of the brightest gamma ray sources of the sky from the decade of data collected by the Fermi-LUT and by Agile, and to guiding the design of future missions. This was MeV gave polarimetry with dollar gamma to a carat plus a carat dollar, asserting the performance of silicon strip detectors based telescopes, by Dennis Bernard.